This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? Couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late King of Rock and Roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Elvis Presley died today at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Presley was 42 years old. He parlayed a $4 visit to a recording studio into a multi-million dollar career. He was rushed to the hospital late this afternoon, suffering from what officials say was respiratory distress. He'd been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. His musical style and his showmanship kept teenage girls sighing and swooning in the late 1950s.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. And I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If you give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
But Joe Smith also did Elvis's bidding. She screened the girls who came to see the king.
Elvis started sending me down to see what they looked like. And if they... One big thing he had was clean fingernails and clean toenails. That's what he told you to look for. If they have dirty toenails, get rid of them. And then I would have to sit and talk to him a few minutes and then say, excuse me, and you go upstairs and, you know, report. If I said they looked okay or they looked good, then he would say, you know, it's like the spider waiting upstairs, you know, and you bring her on up.
Didn't you ever feel... You were going down there and helping him procure women.
They were there for that reason. Why did they come?
Did you spend any time with the guy? Could you get any sense of what this guy was about? Did you continue dating him?
Did you go out with him? I did get to go to Graceland for dinner. And,
what was you have at dinner?
Oh, chicken fried steak.
Wow.
He had a lot of it.
Yeah.
He had a big appetite.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one thing he wouldn't eat.
What was that?
Well...
King of rock and roll. Who would have guessed?
Great tribute to do this satellite program, and I'm going to do my best, and all the people that work with me do a good show. It's just pure, you know, entertainment. No messages and no this and that. Just try to make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across.
Elvis was typecast in Hollywood, and his friends say he hated it. The plots were all the same. A girl, a song, a fight, and a kiss. But as frustrated as he said he was, Elvis never stood up to his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who kept making million-dollar movie deals.
I'll tell you how bad he used to get in some of his pictures. He would hate him so much that his nose would stop bleeding. The pressure of him thinking of what he was having to do.
And come on, wasn't that also mostly because of the pills and the drugs he was taking?
No. This is in the 60s, and you used to have to get towels to stop the bleeding.
It's mass confusion at Graceland Mansion as some 5,000 to 6,000 people are moving, viewing the body of Elvis Presley. There was pushing, shoving at the main gate, making it difficult for those viewing the body to leave. This reporter was one of the first to see the body as it lay in the flower-draped casket of the music room of the mansion. Elvis is dressed in a white tuxedo with his hands crossed.
I had a request. Someone asked me to do American Soldier, so we're going to do that. I love you too. Well, I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. F*** you.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, I think you'd be surprised. I didn't think they were coming in today.
They're wearing their Elvis jumpsuits today.
Look at that. Look at those little bastards.
He's a worldwide phenomenon, Mike.
He is indeed.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
Oh, hold on, Robbie. You, number four, I've got it turned on. There's nothing happening. We've had some technical problems today. Try number three? No.
Oh, man.
No, this is Elvis now getting some weird type of karma thing going with Rob.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all good.
Hi,
and
Rob.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Except it's afternoon, isn't it? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly Sofer and all the ships at sea. Here with 40 pounds of impacted fecal show content is Don Geronimo and Mike Romero.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, a new episode on this. Thursday, and it's August 14th.
Right.
Here's the phone number, 877-365-3636. That's the national number. From Canada, where they do love Elvis, don't scream. 800-636-1067, D.C. 202-432-1067. And here he is now, Biff.
Hi, Donna Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Biff.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
And just today,
Elvis was my friend.
Yes, yes, yes.